3, 2, 1. Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. Let's begin with a developing story. Russia announced it might suspend the wheat export program it negotiated with Ukraine under the auspices of the United Nations and Turkey. The program has allowed stockpiled Ukrainian wheat to be exported. Ending this program will have devastating ramifications to the food supply program globally, particularly hard hit Africa and the Middle East. Moving on, Congress approved a short-term continuing resolution to extend government funding until after November's midterm elections. The resolution will extend 2022 funding levels for federal departments and agencies through December 16th, punting negotiations on a final 2023 spending bill to the lame duck session of Congress. You know, it's been a slow month here in Washington with the November elections upon us, so let's forego politics and get a little wonky. COVID-19 marked the end of global progress in poverty reduction. During the three decades that preceded its arrival, more than a billion people escaped extreme poverty. By 2015, the global extreme poverty rate had been cut by more than half. But economic upheavals brought on by COVID-19 and later the war in Ukraine produced an outright reversal in progress. Estimates are that close to 600 million people will be in extreme poverty by 2030, and that's double the target set out in the Sustainable Development Goal. The global economy is volatile, and aid budgets are increasingly stressed. Norway, traditionally one of the most generous and reliable foreign aid funding nations, enjoying record tax income from oil and gas revenues, announced plans to cut foreign assistance from its historic 1% GDP level to 0.75%. Great Britain, another major foreign aid donor, is confronting severe economic headwinds, and the new British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has a history of supporting cuts to British foreign assistance budget. Depending on mainly public funds to end global poverty is not sustainable. The U.S. Global Leadership Coalition launched its 2022 Global Impact Project Report, showcasing how businesses and organizations are partnering with the U.S. government to address global challenges. The report highlights partnerships with the U.S. government, including USAID, NGOs, multinational organizations, and private sector resources that are leading to new approaches to help solve the world's most pressing challenges. For example, corporations sit on large amounts of cash for acquisitions, operations, and as a backstop for future challenges. Could some of that be turned into corporate impact investments with specific measurable targets and objectives, for example, around energy access, healthcare, or reducing poverty? Now, this sounds a little wonky hypothetical brainstorming, but the current trends are disturbing. The needs of the world's poorest are growing beyond the capabilities of just government solutions. What do you think? I look forward to speaking with you next month.